it's a tough demand physically and mentally for the players, and especially like I just said there, for some of them going through it for the first time in their careers. But you know, with the numbers that we've got and players that can play in different positions, that will prove valuable to the group. We've got a tough game Tuesday, and then we go obviously Saturday and Tuesday again, and we're out the FA Cup, so that gives us a little bit of a breather. Not that we would have wanted it, because we didn't want to be out the FA Cup, but you take those breathers then as they come. But for now, we've got three big games coming up starting the Tuesday.
Gillingham with a win at Walsall at the weekend with 10 men for the last 20 minutes or so as
Yeah.
well. It's some result, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we've been to Walsall and know how difficult it is there. So for them, like you've just said there, to win and with 10 men says a lot about what the manager that's gone in there has done to the group.
Amazing match stats just looking at them from the weekend. 21 attempts for Walsall, 3 for Gillingham. It goes to show that stats don't always win matches, doesn't
No,
it?
that's right. It's what you do with those 21 attempts, and it's what you do with those three attempts. And we've got to concentrate on ourselves and build off a fabulous away win on Saturday.
Yeah, it was everything about it, wasn't it? The clean sheet and the goal for your centre forward, exactly what all managers will want to be seeing.
Especially those two facts there, because you know, the week before we gave three sloppy goals away, and we spoke about it and spoke about it with the group, and they were very honest with each other and ourselves, as they are. The goalkeeper, you know, putting his hand up for the last goal. So then to come away and have the strength of character that they've shown was terrific. And you know, like we spoke earlier, the fact that Kyle came back and did what he did ever so well. And he led the line brilliantly on his own as well. It was great to get the goal, and it's always nice when you go back and score against your old club. And you know, I was delighted for him on that front.
Quite a nice week coming up for you, isn't it? A home game on a Tuesday night, and then two local derbies, one at home and one just up the road.
It is. We can't get carried away. We can't look too far to Saturday, because, like you just said, we've got a tough game on Tuesday against Gillingham. But after Tuesday, then you know, it does get focused for the local derbies that are coming.
And what are you expecting from Gillingham on the footage that you've seen of them?
Yeah, the tough is it's going to be a tough game. You know, they changed their formation quite a few times in the in game on Saturday, so we've got to be, you know, ready for changes throughout the game. But they're a competitive team, and like you say, they're on a good run at this moment in time, and it's important that we go and take the game to them and go and play the football that we did on Saturday. You know, some of our football at the times was very exciting, and we created numerous chances, and we've got to make sure we keep putting them away and being clinical.